Maine. This is Spengola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spengola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this website or for this program, go to spengola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to spengola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spengola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And justice, and then the numeral 4, justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. He is the author, editor, translator, and producer of the film Hitler's War, What the Historians Neglect to Mention. And hopefully most of our listeners have watched that wonderful, wonderful film. Welcome to the program, Wayne.
Einen wunderschönen guten Tag, Frau Spengola. Good day to you, ma'am. Nice to be with you again.
Well, thank you. I wasn't sure when I said guten Tag via Skype that I was actually saying good morning or good afternoon.
Yeah, that's good day. Good morning is guten Morgen. And, yeah.
I thought it was morning, yeah. Okay. Good. All righty. Well, I really appreciate you being on the program, and we're going to talk about World War II, some of the incidences in World War II, and in order to understand what is going on today, it's essential that people understand history. And so today you're going to enlighten us as to what actually happened and who started the war.
Well, we'll try. Well, let me just get a few of my standard disclaimers out of the way before we commence here. Now, because some people will be curious as to why, you know, I'm not using my real full name here, and you know, and I do that for a couple of reasons. Firstly, I am German. I may sound, you know, I live in Canada. I may sound fairly Canadian, but I am actually German, and I am subject to German laws. And in Germany, it is absolutely verboten to question anything to do with World War II. One is to accept the official version as it is and never question anything about it. Okay. I'm also subject to certain laws here in Canada. So there is a certain topic that begins with the letter H, which I will not discuss. because even telling the truth up here in Canada is no defense. The other thing is that it is a touchy subject talking about some of the things that I get into. And people are can be pretty fanatical and pretty nasty. And so I do try to, protect my family members, from any potential harassment for anything that I do. I'm not a historian. I am an independent researcher and activist. I've been active on many different issues over the years. And, this is just something that, is a topic that has been close to my heart since I was a child. And I've come back to it now, and this is the primary thing that I do now is researching the real history of World War II and Hitler and National Socialism and trying to share that with the world.
Great, so, we appreciate that very, very much. All righty, we are going to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. All righty, take her away, Wayne.
Okay. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I posted an article on my blog. It's called Hitler's Declaration of War Against Stalin in 1941. Who was the real villain? And within this blog post, I've included a video which features Viktor Suvorov giving his presentation to the United States Naval Academy concerning his research into what really led up to World War II, in particular the Hitler's attack on the Soviet Union. And where he demonstrates that Stalin was building up his forces to the east of Hitler, while Hitler was very much busy in the west fighting with Britain and France and so on, and that he was amassing his forces and preparing to probably attack Germany from the east, and and he does a very good job of that, and he, of course, he has his book Icebreaker. So I've included that in my blog post. You'll also find there's a podcast by Mark Weber of the IHR.
Yeah, I listened to that this morning.
Yeah,
very good.
So all of that is really good information. But I have this document that I got through a friend of a friend in Germany. It was the first I had ever seen it, ever come across it. this person found it, I guess, in the archives in Germany, copied it, the original German, and uploaded it to archive.org. And then I guess he and some of his own colleagues translated it into English, which is just wonderful. And so you'll find a link to this entire booklet. It's not just a speech. There's a speech by Hitler included in it. And, but also a lot of, documents, top secret documents, or what were at that time top secret documents that, were given to Hitler, regarding what Stalin was actually doing, what the Soviets were actually doing, beginning practically from the time that they first, signed their, a mutual, non-aggression treaty,
And that was on August 23rd of 1939.
Correct. Yeah, and I guess you know the thing. First of all, the document is called Adolf Hitler's Declaration of War Against the Soviet Union in 1941. And yes, that's important to know because it was, you know, about a month before, or several weeks before Hitler actually attacked Poland. And in signing that agreement, he was able to ensure for himself that he wasn't going to be surrounded immediately by everybody, that he did at least have a free hand. He knew he wasn't going to be attacked by the Soviets. And of course, that's a whole another history. We're not going to go into all of that today. But, you know, that was one of the reasons why, you know, he wanted to do this. So, let's see here. The booklet, like I said, it was just discovered by this person in Germany and is, you know, he's made it available for free on archive.org. It's about 85 or 88 pages, I believe.
88,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And, so it will take you, you know, a few hours to get through that. Actually, I've just, I spent last night just, reformatting that whole thing, and I'm going to, link that on my site too. I'll put a different version up there that's easier to read and easier to print out.
Oh, okay. Cause yeah. I already had that, but I downloaded your copy, and I think it's the exact same one that I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll add that a little bit later on today,
right.
But it's a lot easier to read and you can print it out, and it's, I think it's only about 50 pages instead of 88.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, anyways, so it begins with Hitler's speech that he made to the German people regarding his reasons for deciding to go to war against the Soviet Union. And so it's quite long, that speech. So I'm going to give you kind of a synopsis, and then I'm going to quote for you some of the more salient points. Now he begins, by going through, you know, some of the history of First World War and the policies of encirclement of the Allies and their goals to destroy Germany and to keep her down and enslaved and to prevent her from rising up again. He spoke of German-Soviet relations and of their plans and efforts, the plans and the efforts of the Bolsheviks to foment revolution throughout Europe. He spoke of Churchill stating in 1936 that Germany was becoming too powerful and how by 1939 the British government were seeking to complete the encirclement of Germany again. He spoke of the lies of that were being broadcast by the British government, that Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, Finland, Bessarabia, and the Ukraine were being directly threatened by Germany, which is a lie, and how he publicly was countering those statements, and also how he sought to set the Russians at ease about Germany's true intentions and what Germany's real interests were. And, you know, trying to come to an understanding with them in good faith and, for the purpose of detente, really. You know, he was never, he was always at war, you know, from his early days, with Bolshevism, right from the get-go in the 20s. So, you know, it was, I'm sure it was not an easy decision for him to make to try and come to a pact with them. But on the other hand, I don't think he saw that he had much choice but to try and prevent war. And indeed, this is what he said. He felt it would be in Germany's long-term interest to come to try and come to an understanding with the Soviets and have a mutual non-aggression pact. He was always at odds with Bolshevism, but he knew that there would be, you know, some cost of sacrifices in making a deal with them. But he felt that ultimately it was preferable to going to war with the Soviets. And he knew that, you know, if that ever happened, it would be a long and bloody battle, and he really wanted to avoid that at all cost. The other reason was the policies and actions, were the policies and actions of Britain. And he said, and I quote here, a special agreement was concluded in case Britain were to succeed in inciting Poland actually to go to war with Germany. And that, of course, they did. And because of the pact with the Soviets, Germany was able to respond militarily and decisively, although without the Russians' help. And Suvorov goes into that as well, too, that they were really supposed to be there with the Germans fighting against Poland, and they didn't show up. They had everything there, but they didn't join the battle. It was Germany alone. So,
just a quick observation about encirclement. And you can just answer yes or no. Do you find that it's very interesting that the United States military and Britain are now encircling Iran with all of these bases? I mean, if you look at a map, you can see all the bases, and they're building the same kind of circle around Iran.
Certainly. And Syria too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's the same. It's the same thing over and over.
Right.
Definitely, the parallels are very, very similar, for
right.
sure. Yeah. Anyways, where was I here? Well, Hitler, he said that from the outset, he went on to say that, you know, even though he'd signed this agreement with the Soviets, that, you know, from the outset, the Soviets began to increase their demands and to violate the terms. And Hitler, he was actually bound to silence on some of the things that the Soviets were doing. And he remained silent on some of these things for quite a while. But the Germans, you know, I mean, they were not stupid. I guess Stalin kind of played them for stupid. And but they were watching very closely everything that the Soviets were doing. And he said after defeating Poland, he again, you know, he sought peace with Britain, and you know, and Britain again refused. And Hitler said here, I'm quoting here again, the reason for such a refusal was to be found in the fact that Britain still had hopes of being able to mobilize a European coalition against Germany, which was to include the Balkans and Soviet Russia. He spoke, and quote there, he spoke of the British as early as 1940 were trying to cut a deal with the Soviets and to develop relations in a pro-British direction. And then he spoke of Soviet actions to subjugate Finland and the Baltics by force, and how they began to amass troops in the areas to the east where Hitler had withdrawn his forces as part of the pact he had made, and in a manner and they were amassing these troops in a manner which could only be construed as a threat to Germany. So I'm going to quote a larger section here from Adolf Hitler, where he's saying, while our soldiers from the 10th of May 1940 onwards had been breaking the power of France and Britain in the West, the Russian military deployment on our eastern frontier was being continued to a more and more menacing extent. From August 1940 onwards, I therefore considered it to be in the interest of the Reich to no longer permit our eastern provinces, and moreover, had already been laid waste so often, to remain unprotected in the face of tremendous concentration of Bolshevist troops or divisions. Okay, we'll pick it up.
All righty. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And I note that you have Veronica Clark's new book listed on your website, so I hope people will look at that. They can get it at Amazon, and it's quite reasonably priced.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, if on the top of my blog, there's a link section at the top there, and I have my own Amazon book and DVD store, and you'll find Deanna Spingola's great books, as well as those by Veronica Clark and quite a few others. I think I've got 105 different titles there to choose from now. So,
okay,
yeah.
And tell us a little bit about how that works. People can go to your site and order their books. They get them at the same price they would at Amazon. But it just gives you a bit of a commission on each book, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so, okay, I was hearing the music coming back
me
in there.
Me too.
All right.
That
was strange.
Maybe
we have to go into a break here again. All righty, so Okay, so back in August of 1940, as I said, he was starting to recognize a pattern there going on in the East. And he said, you know, this is something that, you know, we've seen before. And he didn't want to leave the Eastern provinces exposed and be overrun as they had been in previous wars. So I'll carry on with this quote here from him. He says, "Thus there was produced the effect which was the object of British and Soviet Russian cooperation, namely the compulsory maintenance of such powerful German forces in the East that a radical conclusion of the war in the West, particularly as regards aircraft, could no longer be vouched for by the German high command. This, however, was in line with the objects not only of British but also of Soviet Russian policy, for both Britain and Soviet Russia intend to let this war go on for as long as possible in order to weaken the whole of Europe and render it still more helpless."
Nice so, people, those Brits.
Oh,
and the
absolutely.
Soviets.
Yeah. Yeah, Hitler essentially did, you know, in my opinion, make a deal with the devil in coming to this agreement with Stalin. But he really didn't have a choice, you know, but to give it a shot at that point in time.
Certainly didn't take the Soviets long to show their true colors.
No, not in the least. Not in the least. Hitler, he went on in this speech here, he went on to talk about the Soviet aggression towards Romania and how he had to let that slide in the interest of peace. And he spoke about, now the British were coming into the picture. He said, and he spoke about the Greece-British connection and how this also threatened the peace in that region. You know, around the Balkans, as did the Soviet actions in the Balkans, with the increasing mobilization of Soviet troops there, and he called the Soviet ambassador Molotov in for discussions and to get clarification. He was getting very worried about all this, and so he went on to say here, and I'll quote this from him as well. He spoke of renewed reinforcement of the concentrations of Russian troops on Germany's eastern frontier, and how tank units and parachutists were transferred in continually in increasing numbers to a dangerous proximity to the German frontier. The German armed forces and the German nation know that until a few weeks ago, not a single German tank or mechanized division was stationed on our eastern frontier. Had any final proof been required for the coalition, which had meanwhile been formed between Great Britain and the Soviet Union or Soviet Russia, in spite of all diversions and camouflage, then it was provided by the Yugoslav conflict. So, you know, he was, you know, waging war, you know, to the west with Britain, France, and some of their allies. And, you know, he pretty much left the east exposed, thinking he had his back covered by Stalin, and Stalin was sticking him in the back, basically.
Right. Now, and actually, the only reason he was at war with Britain and France is because they declared war on him after he went into Poland. They should have just, you know, stayed out of that because he actually had some issues with Poland.
Right, and, you know, which he had solved, which he had attempted to solve for many years peacefully through all peaceful means and trying to bring, you know, the British and the French into that to try and resolve it without war. That's, and I should might insert this too, that I came across a clip recently. I've got my own YouTube channel there. You can also find a clip that I posted where this was from, I think, 1935. Marshal Pilsudski had actually been on very good terms with Hitler and vice versa, and they were working together towards a peaceful solution to their problems. However, Pilsudski died in 1935 suddenly, and things kind of downhill.
Huh. Did he commit suicide by shooting himself in the back or some such thing?
I think
all
righty,
we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
All right, we are back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. The website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And we do have one question from the chat room. Excuse me. If Hitler was so afraid of the Soviet Union, why did he remove the natural barrier between them? I mean, if he could have not attacked Poland, how would the Soviet Union have invaded Europe and Germany? And I think the answer to that would be that there were reasons for going into Poland. And, of course, I don't think that he anticipated that the results of doing that.
Yeah, I have to concur with you there. I mean, you have to always remember that Hitler did not want war with anybody, period. Okay, that's that. You know, he said that over and over and over again in many of his speeches, and you can look at my blog, go through the link section in there, and you'll find many documents that pertain to that fact. You know, that was the last thing he wanted, and the conflict with Poland. As I was saying, Marshal Pilsudski, he'd been working with him, trying to iron out their differences. He respected the man, and vice versa. And in 1935, he unfortunately passed away, and I don't know all the details of that, but it would be interesting to look into that, I suppose, because right after he passed away, his successor was very anti-German and very belligerent towards Germany. But in this is what I was alluding to earlier. It's just a short YouTube clip, and what it was broadcast in Germany to the public there of the passing of Marshal Pilsudski, and they gave honor and tribute to him in the Reichstag, and gave him, I think, a moment's silence as well, and expressed their condolences to the Polish people. So, there was no, it wasn't Germany that was being anti-Polish and had a desire for a war with Poland. And it only became necessary with the increasing belligerence of Poland, which was, and they were being aided and abetted by Britain in particular, who were, causing them to be belligerent.
And also, William C. Bullitt was the ambassador, Roosevelt's ambassador at large in Europe, and he was making deals behind the scenes with the Polish government and trying to provoke a war as well as Britain. Both Britain and the United States.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered what country was there. They were going to get something going. And of course, we also have to realize the population composition in Poland that kind of contributed to the whole situation.
Absolutely. And again, check out my YouTube channel. I've got posted a number of different speeches by Adolf Hitler on there recently, which deal with the Polish issue and Britain. And listen to what he has to say about the Bromberg massacres and so on. And you'll see, some of the pictures of that as well. Things that led, Hitler to, have to confront Poland, because nothing was happening, and the world was just ignoring all of these things that were going on. But anyways, we're kind of digressing there. Let me get back to, where was I here? Yeah. Okay. So I just finished quoting part of his speech there, and I wanted to skip ahead, and we'll get to the real meat of this thing soon here. He was saying, he spoke more about on the Soviet efforts to destabilize Romania and to overthrow the government there in a coup d'etat. And that really, made him nervous. He then went on to state the following, and this is a quite lengthy, I think this is actually a long segment that we've got here too, so this should work well. But this is a quite lengthy quote that I want to share with the audience, because this is really the crux of the matter. And he says here, immediately after the failure of this undertaking, a renewed reinforcement of the concentration of Russian troops on Germany's eastern frontier took place. Tank units and parachutists were transferred in continually increasing numbers to a dangerous proximity to the German frontier. The German armed forces and the German nation know that until a few weeks ago, not a single German tank or mechanized division was stationed on our eastern front. Had any final proof been required for the coalition, which had meanwhile been formed between Britain, Great Britain, and the Soviet Russia, in spite of all the diversions camouflaged, then it was provided by the Yugoslav conflict. Whilst I made every effort to undertake a final attempt to pacify the Balkans, and in close cooperation with the Duce, it's Mussolini, I invited Yugoslavia to join the tripartite pact. Britain and the Soviet Union, in a joint conspiracy, organized that coup d'etat, which removed in one night the government of that time, who had been ready to come to an agreement. For we can today inform the German nation that the Serbian putsch against Germany did not take place merely under British, but primarily under Soviet-Russian auspices. As we remain silent on this matter also, the Soviet leaders now went still one step further. They not only organized the putsch, but a few days later also concluded that well-known friendly agreement with their new subservient vassals, which was intended to strengthen the Serbs in their desire to resist the pacification of the Balkans and to incite them against Germany. And this was no platonic intention. Moscow demanded the mobilization of the Serbian army. Since even now I still believed it to be better not to speak, those in power in the Kremlin went still one step further. The government of the German Reich today possesses documentary evidence which proves that Russia, in order finally to bring Serbia into the war against Germany, gave her a promise to supply her via Salonika with arms, aircraft, munitions, and other war materials. And this happened at almost the very moment when I myself, this is Hitler speaking, advised the Japanese foreign minister, Dr. Matsuka, to ease the tension with Russia, hoping as I did thus to serve the cause of peace. Only the rapid advance of our incomparable divisions to Skopje, as well as the capture of Salonika itself, frustrated the aims of the Soviet-Russian-Anglo-Saxon plot. The officers of the Serbian Air Force, however, fled straight to Russia and were there immediately received as allies. It was the victory of the Axis powers in the Balkans alone, which in the first instance thwarted the plan to involve Germany in fighting in southeastern Europe, lasting for months throughout the summer, while in the meantime steadily completing the concentration of the Soviet-Russian armies and increasing their readiness for war, in order finally, together with Britain and supported by the American supplies anticipated, to throttle and crush the German Reich and Italy. Thus, Moscow not only broke, but miserably betrayed the stipulations of our friendly agreement. All this was done whilst the rulers in the Kremlin, exactly as they had done in the case of Finland and Romania, up to the last moment, put up a show of peace and friendship and drew up ostensibly innocent dementis, which is a French word meaning an official denial by a government of their actions or aims. Although up till now I have been forced by circumstances to keep silent again and again, the moment has now come when to continue as a mere observer would now only be a sin of omission and a crime against the German people and even against the whole of Europe. Today, something like 160 Russian divisions are facing our frontiers. For weeks, constant violations of this frontier have been taking place, not only into our country, but from from the far north down to Romania. Russian airmen consider it a sport now, simply and nonchalantly to overlook these frontiers, presumably in order to prove to us that they already feel themselves masters of these territories. And then he goes on to say, in the night from the 17th to the 18th of June, Russian reconnaissance parties again penetrated into Reich territory and could only be driven back after prolonged firing. This has brought us to the hour when it is necessary for us to take steps against this plot devised by Jewish Anglo-Saxon warmongers and the equally Jewish rulers of the Bolshevik headquarters in Moscow. And the last part he says here, German people, at this very hour, a movement of troops is taking place which, in its extent and magnitude, is the greatest that the world has ever seen. united with their Finnish comrades, the soldiers who gained the victory at Narvik, and they're talking about his own forces, are manning the shores of the Arctic Ocean. German divisions, commanded by the conqueror of Norway, together with the champions of Finnish liberty, commanded by their marshal, are protecting Finnish territory. From East Prussia down to the Carpathians, there stretched the formations of the German Eastern Front. Along the shores of the Pruth, along the lower reaches of the Danube, down to the shores of the Black Sea, German and Romanian soldiers are united under the Romanian chief of state, General Antonescu. The task of this front is thus no longer the protection of individual countries, but the safety of Europe and the salvation of us all. I have therefore decided today to entrust the fate and the future of the German Reich and our people once more to the hands of our soldiers. May God, our Lord, aid us in this and of all of our aid us in this of all struggles. So that's the end of
and that was on June 22nd, 1941.
Right. Yeah. So you know, and you know, so he's not just blowing smoke here, and you know, he's not just making these things up. He's basing all of this on these intelligence reports, which are attached to this document, which you can read from yourself from a variety of different sources, and these include from Alfred Jodl, from Field Marshal Keitel, Heinrich Himmler, and of course Reinhard Heydrich, and these are reports that are talking not only of what was happening on the eastern frontier, but also you know, they were watching the Soviets all along, and their activities within Germany, also within France, and the you know the of the international you know Comintern, and all of their you know, malfeasance, all of their deceptions, espionage, and the sabotage that they were creating everywhere, as well as their, you know, their naked aggression that he spoke of in on the Eastern Front. So, and they were attacking Germany. So it's you know, it wasn't a matter of, you know, Hitler being the aggressor here whatsoever, was it? You know, he was responding to what was happening. And as if you watch the video that's also on my YouTube channel, and I've got it embedded in that post as well by Suvorov, you know, he shows, you know, the massive buildup of troops that was going on at that time, and how these were you know, for intended for offensive purposes, not defense by any means.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons also why Hitler was so successful in turning them back to capturing them when he caught them off guard. They weren't in a defensive posture at all.
No, but they didn't set up their country to be defensive at all, as far as, the military logistics that one has to have if they're actually going to defend their country.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, so we see again, you know, just as with, you know, the situation with Poland, you know, and of course, you know, I hope that people have watched the film, Hitler's War, what the historians neglect to mention. A lot of this is covered in there as well. But this particular aspect was not covered that extensively. So, so I'm happy to have come across this document to be able to bring that to the world's attention. And if we've got time, I guess I could go into reading from some of these reports here of the buildup.
Let's answer a question from the chat room. Wouldn't it be more productive to talk more about the history of the British colony called the United States? But I think so. Go ahead, answer that question.
Well, the United States is not really, you know, it's not my issue, and I, you know, I can't really speak to that. Yeah. You know, I'm speaking as a German about, you know, what has happened to my people, my nation. And,
sure.
Yeah, I can't really address that.
But, let me answer the question. Essentially, what happened to Germany has already happened to some extent in this country. During the Depression, we had a depression that was imposed upon us, the same as it was imposed upon, as the same as the, at about the same time or just shortly after, there was a big inflationary period in Germany. And I think that we have talked quite a lot about the United States and the United States military, which, by the way, the World War II then put the U.S. military in charge of being the military force for the entire world. And it happened as a result of World War II, when they really took over from Britain. So I just love history. I think it's important to talk about warfare, because warfare, so many things happen during warfare. During warfare, you kill a massive amount of people. You shift money up to the international Jewish interests. They control a lot of the ammunition, a lot of the companies that make ammunition. And during war, they impose a lot of tyrannical kinds of legislation before, during, and after. So it's important to talk about war. So that's my answer to it. But we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's T-E-R-R-A-V-I-M.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. This is Deanna. And somebody in the chat room wants to know, are you, and you mentioned this, are you a German national, which apparently would mean, do you have a passport there, or citizenship?
Yes, and I have lived over in Germany for many years as well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I am also, I consider myself a citizen of the German Reich, which did not cease to exist after the capitulation of German forces in World
War
II.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. One thing that we, I haven't touched on here, and it, is the role of Roosevelt, and that's going to be the subject of my next blog post. He was, America was officially neutral through all of this, up to this point. And, but he was, secretly behind the scenes, doing all he could to supply, Britain and the Soviets, working directly with them, making, Stalin looked like the good guy, Uncle Joe over there, and he was supplying them the whole while claiming to be neutral, and doing all he could to thwart German efforts everywhere else as well. So that's something that, like I say, that's going to be posting on that very soon. I've been sitting on that for a while. A few things I wanted to add to it, but I do get pretty busy. You can contact me through my blog if you wish. There's email there, or you can comment on some of my posts. The other way you can contact me is through Facebook, and Facebook just takes up a lot of my time. And I had a lot of problems. I think I mentioned that to you last time we spoke too, that, they blocked my account. They did not want me talking about a lot of these things, I guess, on there. And I have managed to gain back control of my main YouTube account, and been making many new friends on there. And there's a lot of discussions going on my things that I post on. I have actually two accounts. I do use another account under a fictitious name, Martin Mueller. That was my backup plan when they blocked my other account. So, you always have to have backup plans with these people who don't like the truth. And hundreds of friends have joined me there. A lot of people are sharing this, beginning to share this information. And I do get bombarded, however, with a lot of personal messages and questions and so on. And it really does take up a lot of my time. So I apologize if you have emailed me and I haven't gotten back to you. It just seems like every time I turn around, my inbox is getting hammered again. So, but you can, by all means, contact me through the website or join me on Facebook.
Right. You have a whole new, can we say, occupation or avocation in what you're doing? I mean, probably 10 hours a day doing what you do, right?
Oh, sometimes much more than that, yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you, and thank you for doing that. We do have to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back after a station ID.